On today's show, fewer and fewer teenagers are bothering to get their driver's license. Smog is helping to boost sales in China. And I've got some helpful hints to make your car drive more smoothly. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 8th of 2015. Last week, Renault signed a deal to take over the Lotus Formula One team, marking its return to the racing series as a constructor. So it's not surprising to learn that Infiniti and Red Bull Racing are parting ways at the end of the month. Infiniti, of course, falls under the umbrella of the Renault-Nissan alliance. The partnership, which is ending 1 year earlier than originally planned, was a successful one. The team won 4 straight drivers and constructors championships between 2010 and 2013. And in other Formula One news, Mercedes is suing an engineer for stealing documents and data before he left the company to join Ferrari. Bloomberg reports Mercedes is seeking to get the documents back and also wants to block the engineer from joining Ferrari. 2 years ago, Formula One switched to turbo V6s instead of V8 engines, and since that time, Mercedes has dominated the series. Ferrari, on the other hand, has somewhat struggled with the change and hasn't won a constructor's title since 2008. Everyone knows that the average millennial is not that interested in cars. We all have anecdotal stories about how they'd much rather have a smartphone or tablet than a new set of wheels. But a report from the Transportation Research Institute at the University of Michigan actually documents this trend. It shows that 30 years ago, 84% of 18 and 19-year-olds had a driver's license. Today, that number is only 66%, a whopping big drop. In fact, we're seeing a drop in people with driver's licenses 18 years old all the way up to 39 years old. These people are relying more on public transportation or walking or biking and, of course, using Uber. Clearly, they are not buying or leasing cars. And that is the biggest long-term threat to the automotive industry as we know it. And still to come, I've got a few tips to help you better maintain your car.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
With the holiday season upon us, that means many Americans are hitting the road to visit friends and family. A new report from Bridgestone that was conducted by Harris Poll found that Americans drive a combined average of 25 billion miles this time of year. And if you live in the snow belt, driving can be especially tricky due to the weather. And not surprisingly, the survey found that people in these areas are nervous driving in winter weather. But only a quarter plan to, or already have, equip their vehicles with winter tires, which can really make a big difference. The grooves in the tires are significantly wider and deeper than all-season tires for superior grip in the snow, and the rubber compound is formulated to stay pliable when temperatures drop, which results in much better grip even when roads are dry. And speaking of good car tips, here's a video I shot over the weekend that might just help you better maintain your car and your peace of mind. You ever notice when you're driving down surface streets, your car drives nice and smooth, but once you get up to freeway speeds, it's kind of got a little bit of a shake to it. It's not anything to really worry about. Your tires have probably gone out of balance. Pretty normal thing to happen. Happens when you hit bumps and ruts in the road, potholes. Even tire wear can cause it. You know, it's pretty easy to get fixed too. Any shop can really do it, usually about 30, 40 bucks. That's a good peace of mind, because it could be something more serious. These are just good ways to maintain your car, you know? And heck, when your car's driving good, you feel good about it too. Coming up next, find out why heavy smog is prompting Chinese buyers to snatch up SUVs.
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
With sales of electrified vehicles lagging behind where they were supposed to be the world over, Hyundai is taking a new, unique approach. The automaker just unveiled this silhouette of a concept it's calling Ioniq. While there's not much to see, we are learning that it will come with a choice of a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or fully electrified powertrain in a single body type, which will be a first for any major automaker. The Ioniq will make its debut in January of next year in Korea, and then follow with appearances at the Geneva and New York auto shows. Car sales in China surged last month. Passenger vehicle sales topped 2 million units, a gain of 18%. Tax cuts and incentives helped drive the increase, but there was also another surprising source. Bloomberg reports that heavy smog also contributed to the boost in sales because of a perception in the country that air inside of a car is cleaner. And ironically, consumers didn't go out and buy hybrids or EVs. Instead, they bought big SUVs to help avoid the smog. And don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours this Thursday. John and Gary will be joined by Robert Davis, the Senior Vice President of U.S. Operations for Mazda North America. He'll be bringing a CX-3 with him to the studio. So get the inside view on how Mazda does its product planning this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.